Blog Talk Radio.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wataru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
Shotokan Karate, the ancient Japanese martial art of self-defense. Come to the Dento Takina Dojo, the headquarters of the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203, Bronx, New York. Learn traditional Shotokan karate from certified black belt instructors from the U.S. and Japan. Kata, Kumite, and Culture, official training center of the New York Guardian Angels. Kids, teens, and adult classes available. Call 917-383-8787 for more information. Dento Takina Dojo, headquarters for the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203. Call 917-383-8787. Come get your karate on.
Presented by the Martial Arts History Museum is our first celebrity charity seminar series. On February 24th, you will have the opportunity to work out with such great superstars as Bill Ryusaki, Art Camacho, Leo Fong, Adam James, and Michael Matsuda all in the same day. For more information, visit our website at mamuseum.com.
Welcome to the program, everybody, Martial Arts Talk Radio. I'm your host, Danny Venna, broadcasting live from Wake Forest, North Carolina. Our first shout-out tonight goes to Sidekick Talk Radio with Shihan, Alan Woodman, the host, and his co-host, Rinchi Timmy Prisk, every Wednesday at 12 noon and every Sunday at 6 p.m. Tune in to Sidekick Talk Radio, and to speak to the host, you can dial 347-237-4818. On Tuesday nights, Action Power Hour with Sifu Alan Goldberg at 7 p.m. To speak to the host, Sifu Alan Goldberg, you can dial 713-955-0323. Of course, all of our hosts on docradio.net. The lineup Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. We have on Tuesday night, 6 p.m., Terrence Hale, Eastern Standard Time. All of these times are Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday night at 9 p.m., the team of Sergeant and DeJesus. Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Professor Tom Curry. And then Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the team of Kalik and Gibbs. And then on Sunday nights, we have what's called Dynamic Dojo Radio Show, and that's at 6 p.m. With Robert Deal, Sifu Robert Deal, and Sifu Restita DeJesus. Tune into these shows. We have some wonderful things happening on Blog Talk Radio with all my friends and hosts, co-hosts. We're trying to build some community and awareness. You know, the martial arts do provide us this wonderful tool to be able to go out every day and work with, whether it be children, young adults. So tune into the program. Show your support. Everybody's working very hard to bring you all of the information that, you know, is all the current events that are happening. They got some great topics when it comes to current events. You know, there's just so much information being shared at this point, and we're very proud of these hosts and co-hosts. Now, I want to take you into, today we've spent some time copying and pasting some links for the event that's coming up that we're planning in July, this summer, 2013. The reason why we picked July, I just think that because the kids are out of school and we might be successful at, you know, getting some children and parents to the event. Now, I had mentioned that in the inception stages, we were calling it MARS, Martial Arts Radio Shows. But after, you know, going back and forth and some careful consideration, Cheon Allen Woodman came up with this, MACE, Martial Arts Communication Exposition. And one of my friends on Facebook messaged me and said, you know, MACE is the Martial Arts Center for Excellence at the Marine Corps. And it just happens to be that MACE came out with Martial Arts Communication Exposition. So it's, you know, my friends there, they know the, you know, when they read the post, obviously I had it, and then I had some time today trying to get it to upload with a PDF file. So my son finally helped me when he came home, so I figured it out. But what it is that, you know, we want to welcome everybody to this MACE event. It doesn't matter if you're a martial artist, if you're into business, if you're into family, if you're into community work, whatever you're doing in your respective neighborhoods, what we're trying to do is build this network of people. Of course, everybody on the martial arts radio shows are martial artists in their own right. But as I said in several of my past shows, that it doesn't matter if you are a martial artist or not. This MACE event that we're constructing at the moment is for the community. It's to build awareness. And because of the hosts having some great talents outside of their martial arts journey, brings me to my next statement, which is, you know, it's our attempt to try to preserve the arts as such, with multiple sources from, you know, radio, television, film, and of course, you know, printed books and magazines. Now, obviously, you can go to any newsstand and buy martial arts magazines. Obviously, if you go to Sidekick Publications, you can certainly see all of the books that Cheon Woodman has published and is also working on. Now, when you look at these numbers, I mean, these numbers are just staggering. Based on the information that we have available to us, right now, between Blog Talk Radio, DocRadio.net, Sidekick Talk Radio, Martial Arts Talk Radio, the Dynamic Dojo, all of these different programs, right now the numbers are in upwards of 500,000 people that we're reaching through this effort. Now, to me, that's just a staggering number, because 500,000 people, based on what we're doing, that they're considering whether they tune into any one of the shows or whether they are calling into the shows, we are seeing that the numbers are increasing, and increasing at a very good rate. So that tells us, as hosts and co-hosts, that we are doing somewhat of a good job, okay? Not to pat myself on the back or anyone else. I mean, when you look at the work that some of these people are doing, that's why I urge you, please, tune into DocRadio.net. Tune into Sidekick Talk Radio. The reason why I ask you to do that is because if you are a martial artist, or if you are a parent, or if you are a potential student that may want to take up a martial art, well, on these programs, for instance, today on Sidekick Talk Radio, we had a guest that actually makes his own swords. You know, that's no easy task. I mean, to actually design a sword that has the proper balance, the proper handle, does the work that it's designed to do, no easy task. So again, show your support. Everybody's working very diligently to try to serve the community in the best way that we know how. And by doing your due diligence as the audience and as the potential student, or whether you are a student, these efforts from some of my friends and obviously family is you know, that's that. When I say family, it's the main reason why I wound up with Sensei's dojo, because he is my father-in-law, and he does trust me to do the right thing with the lineage. And knowing that he's a retired United States Marine Corps officer, I would never want to do anything to discredit his name or his teachings or his work. So the reason why I ask you to support the radio host and co-host is because when you look at the work that they're doing, look at Sifu Alan Goldberg. I mean, we had him on Sidekick Talk Radio today, and he was talking about the event for 2014 already. It's not even 2 weeks that the that his event happened in Atlantic City, and the next Monday, you know, he was at it already. He was already, you know, getting his people in line, the staff, all of the guests that'll be coming, some of the stars that'll be there. He's working on it already. So look, when you have people like that in your community that serve the community like that, you have to show your support, because otherwise, you know, these things will dry up, and we won't have them, you know, available to our children and our students. So it's almost imperative that you show your support, because obviously Sifu Alan Goldberg has it down pat. I mean, he knows you know, exactly what he's doing now. He said that his event is at capacity just now. So, you know, they are looking to, you know, possibly add one more day to try to ease some of the space, you know, constraints. But, you know, to be at capacity when you're talking about the Tropicana Hotel in Atlantic City, that's got to tell you something. That just doesn't happen, you know, off the cuff, okay? That takes a lot of planning, a lot of work, doing your due diligence, going through your due process, and he does it every year. And like they said on the program today, it just seems like it just keeps growing year after year after year. So, you know, thank you for showing your support. However, there are so many things that are happening within the martial arts community just now that it is really, it's really very special, and I'm very proud to be a part of, you know, the effort. So when you look at the post that I put up today, last night we had a conference, and it wound up ending pretty late, probably close to when I started the show last night, about 10:30, 11 o'clock. And Shion Woodman stayed up till probably 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, making up this seminar guide. And it was because we were asking for something to give to a sponsor, something to give to a vendor. Now, it's not finalized, I understand that, but look at what this man did. I mean, if you go on and you check this post that I put up, it has over 8,500 words. Now, last night, got off of our conference, I get this post with this information in the middle of the night, okay? Now, you know, when you look at this layout, obviously, Shion has a publication company, so he's familiar with how to build something of this, you know, magnitude. I mean, it's 8,500 words, folks, that he did in one night, okay? Now, maybe he may have, you know, some great typing skills, because 8,500 words would take me more than a couple of hours to have to type out. But I had cut it and pasted it before I put it into a PDF format. I had cut and pasted it on some of the websites and some of the groups that I'm involved with. And I got some great responses from it already. And it's only been one day. So I can only imagine between now and the time that the event happens how much awareness we will build. And you know, that's the key. That is what Sensei asked us to do. Now, I know that Hanchi McGrath is not a, he's not directly involved with Shion Woodman, but I can tell you this. I know that Shion Woodman knows of my sensei. He has seen some of the video links that I put up with sensei asking all of us to go and visit one another. Go and share your knowledge with one another. Now, with the way things work today, we have access to Skype, Google Hangouts, and all of these different formats that we can be together and alleviate the distance problem. Obviously, back in the day, we had to travel. If you wanted me to come to your dojo, I would have to travel. But the way it is now, we can actually set up a way for us to be together whenever we want to. Now, we do have a caller from Australia again, Sensei Joe Estrada, the Gates Master, a Money Clever black belt, happens to be on the phone. I would like to introduce him as the Gates Master, Joe Estrada. Say hello, Sensei.
Yes, hi, Hanchi. Daniel, how are you?
You know, I got to tell you, I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. But, you know, to have you call into the program from Australia almost on an every night basis is just so inspiring to a gentleman like myself, because, you know, I'm a worker. I'm not a wealthy man, so I consider myself a worker. And I know that for you to have to take the time to call in and share your experience with not only me but the audience, you know, I sort of take that very personal, that you would do something like that for a guy like me. So I want to say thank you for that.
No, and thank you back to you. I mean, you know, we need to get the world communicating, you know, to make a better world. And one of the things is I listen and I call in because, you know, another mad martial artist, you know, another action person trying to make their difference. And, you know, you've got a created, you know, a tool to I suppose, get your message out and other people's message out, you know, via, you know, Blog Talk Radio. So, now the honour and the privilege is both ways, you know, and every time I speak to you, you are so, you know, respectful and humble, which is, to me, the beauty of the martial arts, the beauty of the martial artist who has been on the journey for a while.
Well, I can tell you this, Sensei, that when my sensei gave me the responsibility of continuing his work, you know, again, that is one great honor from one martial artist to another. Now, I happen to be his student for, you know, all of my life. did marry his daughter, who he loves very, very much. It happens to be his eldest child. And, you know, the feeling between a father and a daughter obviously is a very special bond. Now, when you put in the fact that he's a martial artist, and you also add to it the fact that he's a retired United States Marine Corps captain, you would only hope that the person that you choose, meaning me, would behave a certain way to carry on the honor of the lineage. And I would do nothing to discourage my sensei, because I wouldn't want to make him unhappy. So I try my best to go out into the world and promote exactly what he asked me to do, and that is promote unity and harmony throughout all martial artists. And maybe, just maybe, that may start a little fire, and it may catch on. Now, whether it does or not is not really important to me, but what is important to me is that I pay attention to what Sensei asked me to do. And I do want to say this, that the idea of us trying to work together across the different disciplines of martial arts, I believe that that is the keynote, because that's what he asked us to do. I see you're back now. Let me get him back.
Sorry. No, that's kangaroos again.
Yes, and it's a matter of fact, my friend Nelson is trying to call into the show, and he says that he is having some problem with the audio. So I don't know if my audience can hear me live on the air, but he did tell me that he is having a problem, so I don't know. I'll try this. Let me see if I can get him on the chat.
Yeah, I had a problem yesterday talking to people in Africa about my friend.
Well, if you saw some of the posts that I made when you sent me the Money Clever information, since I am a white belt in the system, it is my intention someday to learn the program as best as I can to become a Money Clever black belt.
You are what I call, Hanshi, and many adults are this as well, is a secret black belt, a secret Money Clever black belt. The problem, as we've discussed, is that most people know much of this common sense stuff, but without a plan and a path, you know, and taking action, not much happens. And that's why my program is focused on children and parents together.
Yes. And that's why I love it so much, because when you can bring parents and children together, give them some tasks to do, and then help them set some goals, some achievable goals, it just warms my heart, because I just think that, you know, that's the problem with most families in 2013, in today's pressure-cooked society, that we are so wrapped up in having to have two jobs, three jobs, trying to pay the mortgage or the rent, the taxes, and all of these things, school, tuition. Well, look, not everybody was born with a silver spoon in their mouth. I certainly wasn't. Now, my parents, I'm not saying that my parents were poor, but they certainly weren't rich. Where my mom shined when it came to the finances with the family, and as I explained to you one day a couple of weeks ago, that my mom was able to make a dollar out of a My mom was able to make $1.10 out of a dollar. Why? Because she came from the time of the Depression. Her parents didn't have much. They had a lot of children, so food was certainly a consideration. My mom would tell stories about, you know, walking in back of the coal truck, and whenever little pieces of coal would fall off the truck, her and her brother would pick them up so that they would have heat, because they didn't have much money to buy coal to stay warm in the wintertime. Now, why would I go on and say something like that? Well, because as a white belt in the system, in the Money Clever system, I want to learn the techniques to teach others to become a Money Clever black belt someday. So it is my goal, and I have set a goal, to learn the system, be able to teach the system someday when I have enough experience and knowledge to speak to people about setting up multiple streams of income, becoming a Money Clever black belt, working together with the community. So I believe in the program. I don't even know that much about it just now, but I am learning.
No, that's fantastic. I mean, and two things I just may quickly say, you know, for all the martial artists listening, is why I create, you help me create, all of you, all martial artists through my training have helped me create Mad Martial Artists. Because there is many of us out there who want to make a difference, and I keep finding people. The Money Clever program, this is why I've created it in a way, and it continues to evolve actually, that it is an opportunity as well to help families, you know, get to a position where, you know, they are more in abundance financially. Now, this is not a quick fix. This is why my focus is that parents, you know, educate their children through my program. And also, Hanshi Dan, is that, as I say, you already know much of this. This is what I found out. But you just don't realize what you do know, which sounds crazy, but that's what my research has shown me.
Wow. Well, you know, I do. I look forward to learning the program because, like you said, it's not a quick fix. It's not something that you do overnight. But it is a discipline. It is a way of life. It is changing some of the habits that you may have, you know, that may not be favorable when it comes to your finances. Mama always told me, you got to live within your means.
Yeah. See, just if I may just promote, can I promote what I'm doing?
Yes, please.
Okay, so as I said to you, you know, again, I've got to feed my family as well. It is not just totally about the money. My aim is that in the future, the costs of what I set up are reduced even further. But at the moment, what I'm offering is for 12 months, I will coach ideally a family with children for $99 or $10 a month. Supply my materials through the course of that month, and will coach you via the internet and emails and help you learn the program. And at the end of the 12 months, you'll get what I call, you know, and this is all just to make it exciting for children as well, is your child will be a level one Money Clever black belt. And then I've got levels beyond that to help you go further. Now, you can do that with or without me. It doesn't matter. The whole thing is, let's get the information out to people. That's why much of my stuff is on the internet. And now this is where I'm talking to this group in Uganda, in Africa, who, again, another group in another part of the world who must be taught to kids, no matter where you are. Back to you. Over. And she Papa
he
Duke,
says
over. Daniel.
You know, listen, I am, since you introduced to the program, I have, as I would say, I am doing my due diligence and going through my due process to learn, you know, how to properly get this message out there. because I believe in it. I believe that it is something that all children and all parents need to work on together. Again, I love the idea of, I do the same thing in my dojo. When I get the little kids in, I charge the parents to work with the kids. It's a very big thing. I want them to go home and do homework. If they only come to the dojo for six, maybe eight hours a week, it's not enough. They have to practice at home. So now this is a wonderful way to put parents and children together by giving them this information, because it also gives them something to do together. And I love that. I love putting parents and children together. Again, we're so busy every day working, worrying about our bills, worrying about our family, worrying about paying the insurance and all of these things. Well, at the end of the day, who suffers? That's the children, because the children want to be with their parents. Believe it or not, children want to be with their parents. And if you can give them a way to do that and encourage that type of behavior, it just warms my heart.
Absolutely. That's what the program is designed for, as you know, as we discussed this. The whole thing is, children are amazing. And, you know, we know that. But with, you know, this is why I love the martial arts. You know, in my last club, we encouraged families to train together, mum, dad, and the kids, for that reason of health and, you know, fun and friendship and, you know, commitment to each other. And the Money Clever program is the same thing. I've designed it because one of the things that we use throughout our life is money. Your kids are going to use money. You're going to use money. So why not study and learn it together? But the difference is my program is, you know, a child-friendly program. But much of this stuff, as you've seen on my website, the, you know, a picture says 1,000 words. I designed all my material that even to adults should, and I will go with the picture. The picture says 1,000 words to me. You know, so go mad or continue your madness.
I will try, my dear friend, because, again, it's something I believe in. It is something that, you know, once this thing catches on to the level that we're trying to bring it to. Now, obviously, in our lifetime, we have to set the foundation up so that our future Money Clever Black Belts will then take the system and continue to teach it with the curriculum along with some of our martial arts studies. So there's the magic. There's where you get people coming together. You give them this type of curriculum and behavior, and you help them stay away from bad habits, living outside of their means, which is a cardinal sin. You should never spend more than you earn, because then you wind up in a situation where it's very grim. You feel as if you're backed into a corner, and it's really the pressure of life that puts you in a mind frame that you shouldn't be in. So if you handle your money properly and you set up your life properly and you have the proper discipline in your life, it's fulfilling. It really is. And to be able to help the community in a way that may be able to enrich them and empower them to do certain Money Clever techniques warms my heart.
Yeah, I like that techniques bit. Because that's where, as you said, that's why I love the martial arts. And that's what's called Money Clever Black Belt, is because I believe martial arts will get this. And I see so much synergy that the techniques, you know, as I said in the beginning, is the simple thing, a martial arts instructor would not allow students to spar in part until they've got the basics. So how can we give kids money until they've got, you know, until they've got the basics?
Well, it's funny you say that, because you had mentioned that to me on a prior program, that obviously if you want to be a black belt in a martial arts system, you have to study.
Yes.
You have to go through the process. You just don't walk in the door one day and say, okay, I'm a black belt. You have to earn it. Well, I believe that the Money Clever program works the same way as you grow within your knowledge in the program and you use some of the techniques that it offers, you will then earn the right to be called a Money Clever Black Belt.
Yeah. Here's just for your listeners out there, you know, talking to briefly to Greg last time we were on, you know, and I speak to lots of people. It's most, and again, depends on your grading system, but let's say most adults are halfway or three quarters away, if you like, up the money cover grading system already. But without a plan or without a program to follow, it's just all random. It's all just, they go all over the place. And the thing with the program, it will give our children choices that you and I and, you know, the rest of the world, in fact, never had. It will give them choices to make better decisions financially, you know. It's a massive subject. Most of us, and, you know, I'm sure you, from what I know about you, Hanshi, Danny, and myself, I've worked hard through my life. I started working when I was 15. I've made money, sometimes lots, sometimes not much. But without financial education, all you is exist and get by and spend, and it drifts all over the place. The program helps you from a child, 120-year-old, depends on, you know, it's all numbers, as we said, to manage, to, you know, be what Jim Rowan says, be sophisticated.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with our audience. I do appreciate you calling in and spending the time with us, because it definitely means something to not only me, but to our listeners as well, because I can see some of the posts that they write under the show. Great topic, very informative, keep up the good work. These are people that take the time to go into the archive section of the program, pull up an episode, and listen to it. So we're doing something, you know, that's intriguing to others, at least. So now we have to get them involved.
When I call in, by the way, just so you know, also, I call in because, you know, yours and, you know, some of this is new, but yours and psychiatric radio, you know, the content is great as well. One of my passion, which is martial arts, you know, and, you know, it's great to hear what everyone else is doing in whatever style, you know. That's, you know, that's what I, you know, am excited about martial arts and martial artists and mad martial artists and what we can do. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. That's what this is for. This little half hour that I schedule every night, you know, if you add up all 7 days, it's about 3.5 hours worth of programming. Now, obviously, they give me a little extra time each night, you know, to add up to about 46 minutes. We're actually on the air for 30, but then it goes, like now we're not on the air anymore, but this continued talk will be uploaded onto the archived, you know, episode. So by you calling in, and we build these little 30-minute blocks of information, what we do is we take these links now and we send them out to people that we trust, some of our closest fabric, and that the response that we're getting back, Sensei, is quite favorable. So continue to keep sending me the information. I will continue to keep cutting and pasting it, putting it up on all the social media sites, YouTube, and give people access to the information. Now it's up to them. So we will certainly do our part by continuing to do the work. And as the work gets out there, as we keep spreading this message, it's our intention to try to get some Money Clever Black Belts in the system.
Yeah. And to you, Hanshi, you know, when we can, let's talk about about, you know, you learn more of the program. I mean, you've already done some things in sitting down with your children and your wife as well, and you got your achievements. That's part of it. You know, I've told you that I've folded all my achievements for 17 years. Is get all the children stuff in a fold, you know, is part of the program. And that's why the program takes a year, because I'll be discussing. And it's partly of what we want to do to be the money clever, you know, black belt they want. You know, and if you like, after that year, it really is a case of after the year that it then will, their future success is determined on the action that they take that I, through the program, encourage them to start learning and doing.
Right, right.
You know, you, if I may say, you know, and again, just, you know, you talked about yourself not being in the financial position you want. That's the thing that I want to show you, what I've learned through my program, how you can address it. Now, it may not give you a fix that you want, but I believe this education to your children could then, you know, they can be in a better position to, in the future, look after them as well, if they want to, you know.
Well, that's what's important to me. I mean, you know, the children is why I go to work every day. The children is, you know, my reason for living at this point.
Yes.
So I feel very strongly about giving them the tools that they need to sustain themselves, you know, when the time comes. And good habits are healthy. So anything that I can give them that promote good habits, especially when it comes to their finances, is very important to me. I am their father.
Can you tell your millionaire mind at 9, if I may ask?
Say it again.
In my first book, called Millionaire Mind at 9, it's free and downloadable at Get Buzzy Education. Have you read it or had a look through it?
I have had a look through it, but I haven't read it from cover to cover.
Okay, all right. I mean, it's a simple book for children that I put together, but yeah, I mean, and then in the program I actually discuss, you know, what your plan can be or what a family plan can be from my research and experience. You know, Matt, awesome.
Let me do this. Let me just tell the audience that I apologize for the audio problems that we're having. Some of the listeners have wrote to me on the chat saying that the audio from the show is not coming through.
Mm.
I'm hoping that when they upload the episode that the audio will be present, but also that the telephone call coming from Australia also does have some audio deficiencies, and that means that your words are coming through, but they are coming through broken up. What I intend to do is, once the episode gets uploaded, I will listen to it, and if I'm not happy with the audio quality, I will ask Blog Talk Radio to do what they can to correct it, because again, these sessions that we're building, which they're probably going to cut us off any second now, but I just want to get this in there. The sessions that we're building, when Sensei Estrada calls in from Australia, it's our intention to take this information and spread it out. So it's essential that the audio portion works on the program. But my buddy Tim Nelson did tell me that he is having some difficulty hearing the audio. They have just reconstructed the Blog Talk Radio site. If you notice, they had a cut over about a week ago, and certain things have to be worked out, and I do apologize for that. But we will get it right, and hopefully the audio portion of this program will be there for us when we go to the archive section.